Check. Hey, Donovan, we're doing it. It's day three, right?
Whoa, something like that. I lost track of time after two.
We're doing the day three Howe Conference recap. Now, day three, Donovan, is not officially over at this point. But we did end, like, the day sessions. And there is a session a bit later on tonight that we're going to, like, a big keynote thing we're going to go see. And that'll be later. But we thought we would, now is an appropriate time. So let me ask you. Also, hey, Reflex Blue Show, Howe recap. Loving it. Donovan, what did you see today, man?
I saw David Sherwin speak, and he'll be on the show here in a couple months. And he's from
a couple weeks, like when we get to him, because we're interviewing him here, right?
Yeah, we're interviewing him tomorrow, but it'll be a few months before we air that show, probably.
I would say a few weeks. I don't think we're doing months, but hopefully.
He's eight shows away.
Yeah. Is he eight shows away?
Yeah, he'll be the eighth show.
We haven't done it. Oh, because there'll be others that, yeah, we peppered in another one today. You're right.
So I saw him talk, and he gave a
like
very...
2 months away from now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just got out of the Mig Reyes thing, and I think he outdrew even Armin Vitt, who was speaking at the same time. Mig is getting better and better at speaking.
Yeah,
I will give him props. His presentation has evolved. It's pretty solid now. I think he did well.
Yeah, I popped in for the second half of it. Mig was playing it down to me last night at the bar, and he was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's some of the same stuff that we saw last year, but it's like he took last year's. Donovan, here's my thing. I feel like he took last year's presentation and he finished it. Last year felt a little incomplete. This was very fully featured, very well-rounded, and obviously benefited from a little bit more speaking experience. But, yo, he packed half the ballroom, like, packed. I came in late. There was not a place to sit. That's pretty cool. So props on him. The other thing I was at before that, Donovan, was the guy from 20th Century Fox... James Victoria, how you doing?
Hey.
We're doing a daily recap. We're talking about what we've seen today. Did you see anything cool?
Yeah. You guys saw the Sam Harrison thing? That was kind of cool. I had to go in and out of it, but that was awesome.
I totally missed Sam Harrison's whole thing.
First thing in the morning, the galumphing goats or the sex on the roof. I don't know what it was.
Right, probably sex on the roof, I hope.
It was good.
Cool. What are you up to now?
Like a Gallagher show. You
know? Yeah, there was like, there's all kinds of like paper and trash up in
Sam.
There.
That's all him. Where's the beer? I'm like dying.
Let's see. It's happy hour. Was it three? I don't know if there's official beer, but you know the resource.
There's a party. I just don't know where it's at.
No, the party doesn't start till like
5:30 or something. Like
yeah, the party doesn't start for a bit.
Can you
we're working out social calendars here. I know it's not in the resource 5 to 6:30,
center. 6:30. It's starting. Bam.
Like
special reception here.
Where at?
Plaza Ballroom. East Tower. We are in the East Tower green level, though. We're on the bronze level.
See you guys.
I could. Have a great time. Have a great time at your party, James. We're going to be down here doing the show.
I think that might have been the speaker party, but hey, by the time this airs, it's already over. And
yeah, I'm not worried about giving away that location that everyone who speaks gets to go to a dope party while we don't. But, so I was at the thing, I don't know his name, but the guy from 20th Century Fox was doing, you know, how to integrate your passion into your responsibility. And I want to say he started off real strong and then kind of got a little bit less as he went along. He was telling great stories. He was giving great demonstrations. And then it kind of went into a be this, not this, be that, not that kind of a thing that went on for a really long time. So maybe it might have picked back up after that. But like, you know, you'll see those in presentations here and there, and it's great for a short period of time. That one was going on real long. Ken, do you want to get in on this? No, it's, yep.
Well, we got Ken Visacchio Grady here.
Ken, how you doing today?
Very well.
Just saw you a little while ago for the first time. Very excited. Is Jen here?
She's around here somewhere.
Somewhere outs and abouts.
Somewhere outs and abouts.
Okay, so we're doing the daily recap. What have you seen so far today?
You know, I can actually introduce the David Sherwin event that I was just at.
That was a great event. I think that there was a lot of really great insight into how to bring clients into that creative process, and I think he gave a lot
that
of really
was that,
good...
Oh, that was that one. That was on my list, and yeah. I couldn't make it happen.
And honestly, it would be way more effective for you than it is for me, because he was talking like larger things where he'd actually fly clients in for like day-long meetings to get them involved with the process.
Oh, so that would have been really great for me, is what you're saying.
Right, but for me, I mean, I'm a small shop. We're just going to go in for 20
minutes. When was that? Was that one of the early morning ones,
that,
too?
Or? It was
around 1 o'clock. But what? Or 2 o'clock.
2:15.
Oh, what was I doing at 2? I had what... Oh, the 2 o'clock thing. I did
Vienna
the
beef, which I did for lunch.
I did my other disappointing thing was, it wasn't super disappointing, but it was a little underwhelming, was the Above the Fold web design for print designers thing, which again, as was customary of the things that I chose to go to today, started off really, really strong and promising, and then by the end of it wasn't, like, didn't quite finish. Like, you know, at the end of it, we were kind of talking about, you know, font, or, you know, like font stacks in HTML and like how those work, and I think that we're all there, you know. Yeah, I think that we all get that.
Yeah, you know, David's a really bright guy. What I liked about his session is that everything was very tactical. They're all things that you could take and apply. You might have to scale them for smaller clients. Right. But
oh, scale them quite a bit for our clients.
But still, it was really tactical. I just also got out of Blake Howard's session about doing pro bono work, and I thought that was really inspiring too.
And that one was kind of had the odd title, like, is like how horrible, you know, is pro bono or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, pretty much. It was the problem with pro bono. But he's got a model where his studio does work for one pro bono client for 1 year, and he's really good about managing the scope of the project and going through a selection process. So they're kind of like applying to him, and it kind of takes away all of that, you know, icky stuff.
Yeah, you know, Michael Osborne does something similar to that. We talked about it off mic yesterday, but having the nonprofits come to you, making sure everything's a good fit up front, and then really managing that relationship. But
okay, well, thank you, Ken, for stopping by, and we will run into you later tonight. I'm sure you're also looking for the same party that James Victoria was headed off to.
Yeah, I'm just looking for beer.
Yeah, apparently green level. What you have the actual...
I don't know where the green level is.
We're on gold level now.
The signage here is something to be desired.
Answer his question. We're on gold level now, right?
We're on bronze level, I think.
Bronze, right?
And I always think you guys are on the gold level.
Oh, I love you too. So we're here. I think your party is somewhere there.
Awesome.
I think. So have fun. I love that we can send people to that party. It's just so that was the other thing I saw today, was the web thing, which was about switching from print design to web design, which is kind of my whole life right now. Right?
Yeah, that's what you tell me. I mean I kinda listen to you sometimes.
So yeah, and that it was kind of billed as like a, you know, like advanced and evolving tips and tricks for, you know, seasoned pros and brand newbies, but like the brand newbie tips were kind of the back half, and they were so brand newbie that it kind of lost me.
This is a web browser. It comes in Firefox or Safari or Chrome.
I did earlier check out this morning a session about I can't remember anyone's name who did this. I didn't write anything down today. Earlier, I did check out a session that was about like the new forms of using type on the web, how to manage actual typefaces on the web.
Sure.
And that actually had a lot of really good, again, kind of actionable information in it. We didn't get into coding, but we did get into end user license agreements. We got into rights management. We got into, did you know, Donovan, if you want to load up something like a Futura to your website that can act, like using like at font face and all that?
Right.
You actually have to load up like 5 different files of different types. Like, you get your open type, you got your SVG, you know, you have to load up 5 of them to hit all of the different browsers and make sure you're compatible. Right.
Really?
It's messed up for the time being. What I also learned is that there are services that will do this for you.
Right. And Google even has one where they...
Yeah, Google Fonts that was listed, or Google Type or whatever it was. One thing that I'm really enjoying, Donovan, is that it's really easy to like download people's notes after sessions. They'll put up a little like Bitly thing, and you can download it. And I got a couple of those bookmarked.
Supposedly, you can buy the MP3s of this thing at the conference, or I think they'll be for sale afterwards.
I'm sure they'll be for sale afterwards. I might have to do that, because I'm supposed to bring back a whole bunch of this stuff for my.
And then you can just listen to it on the plane.
Yeah, I did. I was super bummed out though.
In the car,
in the car. That's one thing. We should export all of our shows and listen to them on the way back, and I can tell you what things to edit based on me and Stefan's feedback.
Which will basically be nothing, because we don't really edit anything.
Yeah, not anymore. The only thing that I missed today was I missed the like boring as it sounds, Martha Stewart Living.
Tom Nemitz went to that.
But it was
you talked to him about it.
Was it awesome?
He did go to it. He actually got kicked out of another session. He told me because he didn't get kicked out. He got
Tom will
it
say
too
that
full.
He was
it was too
kicked
full
out.
Or something.
Yeah.
And he said so. He went in that instead, and it actually kicked off. He said it was way better than he expected. It started with 30 minutes of magazine design and such, and then kicked into 45 minutes of actually moving the magazine towards like the iPad and digital media.
Yeah, the app development on that is the key, and that's what I was super interested to see. And yeah, that didn't happen. This morning was a bit rough. Things that could be better though, Donovan, can I be honest with you for a second? Wayfinding system up in here. I missed 45 minutes of stuff this morning, but I missed a half hour of the first thing I wanted to see because I couldn't find it. This place is like a labyrinth, and I am sad to say the HAL conference implemented signage system, as well as the like syncing from like the app. Like there's a whole app that you can build your schedule on, but the app doesn't tell you where anything is at. So I check my app to see what I'm supposed to be going to next. And then I have no idea where to go. And then I got to go into this book, and half the map is on the front cover and half the map is on the back cover. And then where your room is actually listed somewhere in the middle, and you have to cross-reference like 6 times, Donovan, to find out where you're going. This, I feel like that could be better.
The signage in this hotel is not made for a conference that's being held in more than one room of this hotel.
I'm gonna come right out and say it's not just the hotel signage that is letting me down here. There's like house signs with big lists of things and like one arrow, but the arrow is like for the like showcase of stock photos and not for like places where things are being held.
I was kind of, and the other thing I did notice was I've been telling people that there are always plenty of French posters around. The conference attendance went straight up this year.
Yeah.
French posters gone. I went down there. They said they'd be back at noon. Mm-hmm. Went down there at like 2. They're like gone for the weekend.
Wow. Yeah. No, those are hot items. Those are the hot items, those French paper posters.
It was
You get some?
No, it was Giovanni that did designed them this year, is what Sheridan was telling me over at CSA.
Nice. So if only we knew those guys at all, we could maybe just ask them to send you some eventually.
I'll see if we can hunt them down in a bit about that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mike, and I. Every year I ask you, it's Juicy Joe's Eye. I mean, people can't pronounce. You know, I mean,
Josie.
Can't remember his
Mike
name as
Josie.
Barry, not
yeah.
Donovan.
Yeah, Josie, it's those crazy Dutch. They do it every time with the double letters.
Okay, and you're here with AIGA. AIGA actually has a booth here at the HAL conference. Now, you guys, last year was the first year AIGA kind of partnered with HAL and made a presence, but your presence a little bit larger, it seems, this year. Or it's a national presence, where last year it seemed more of a chapter level.
That's right, exactly. We found a really great success last year in actually not really participating. It was left up to the Colorado chapter and at the Denver conference, and there was just a lot of success, a lot of great word of mouth came about from that. So this year we said, well, you know, HAL's really been, F&W's been really supportive of us, and we got this great space last year, and they actually gave us an even better space, in our opinion, this year, with a lot of traffic and a lot of people walking past. And so we said, we're going to turn it into a lounge, and if you want to sit down, you can sit down. If you want to talk about becoming a member, you can. And we've actually had 12 or 13 people join AIGA right there at the booth, pulling out their credit card and joining, and it's
cool.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That's a great lounge, too. I have sat in that lounge.
That's right.
We uploaded one of our show from 2 days ago right from that couch.
Exactly. Well. Yeah, we are doing the Reflex Blue show behind the scenes from that lounge.
Amazing. Amazing.
Now, is there going to be a HAL presence at the AIGA conference? And that's up in Phoenix. Is that October?
That is October, I believe, 13th to the 16th. And I think there will be a HAL presence there. You know, we have a great partnership with them and love working with them. And, yeah, we look forward to that, definitely.
Okay, well, we hope to see you soon, because AIGA, as I've been a member for years, I think is a great organization. And, I mean, what's the little elevator pitch that you're giving people right now if they come up and ask you about what it is, if they haven't heard, or about if they've kind of left the fold?
My elevator pitch is that a conference is a great opportunity to be around people who are a lot like you. And I think it generates a real sense of kind of instant community over the 2 or 3 days that you're here. And I think being a part of a chapter, being a member of AIGA, you have that feeling all year round. Every time you go to a chapter event, every time you're around other designers. And it doesn't have to end here when the conference ends. It can go on all year round.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. We'll run into you in a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. All right, Donovan. So this is basically the end of our day 3 recap. Tonight, we're going to see Billy Drentel and Jessica Helflin. They're going to be talking about creating ideas that matter. That's like the evening keynote. And then after that, I think we are getting bused to a party. And having been on many buses to many parties with you, sir, I am afraid that that might only mean trouble.
Well, it depends on your definition of trouble. You need to change that. You need to change your definition.
There's a lot of talk about changing definitions.
Just get on the bus.
There's a lot of people just saying around here, you just need to be awesome.
Just get on the bus.
That's like the thing, like, hey, how can I be more awesome? You should be more awesome. I'm getting a lot of that too, and I'm not sure how actionable that is.
Just get on the bus.
I'm being a Debbie Downer about this conference right now, Donovan.
Get on the bus.
Right now I'm feeling Denver superior. Thoughts? Donovan, 3 days in, Denver superior or Chicago superior? 3 days in.
You forget.
You're trying not to answer the question.
No, the actual HOW conference just kicked off last night.
Yeah.
Tonight, tomorrow night, that's where it gets awesome. It always does.
We're going to see if we can pick up a little bit, but so far I'm favoring Denver.
You will not even remember the next 2 days.
Well, I want to remember the next 2 days. Like, I want to be better. You know, I want to improve. That's why I come here. I think that's why a lot of people come here.
You should have went with us for lunch to have some Vienna beef.
I had a great lunch today at the Sweetwater Grill. Had an avocado cheeseburger that was amazing. So you don't need to talk to me about that. I'm getting one good meal a day out here, and that was going to be it.
I had Chicago hot dogs and fries with Steve Gordon. It was most excellent.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that like yours was bad because mine was good. I think they could both be mutually good. Donovan, can I say something?
Yeah.
I feel like we're kind of killing airtime here. We should probably shut this show down.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep, thanks for listening.